safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
And I'm back in the building, you dig? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? Episode 242! Let's talk a little bit of music. Salute to DJ's Award Edition, bitches! Run that. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio or www.chainlessentertainment.com. Either one of those, you can come through and listen to the show live. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Thursdays. You feel me? Welcome to the show, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. What's happening? Of course. The dialing number, 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Tonight on K1's Internet Radio, we got a special edition. We got a special guest who's going to be calling in to the show. You feel me? The Salute to DJs Award is the third annual Salute to DJs Award. You feel me? It's a show that's going to be going down next week here on K1's Internet Radio. Going down here in Atlanta. And tonight on K1's Internet Radio, we're going to do a little promo for it. We're going to boost it up. You feel me? And we're going to show love and talk about some things. One of my favorite topics, which is music, but we're going to focus in on the DJ, the role of the DJ, how the DJ has transformed the game of music. You feel me? The way that the job of being a DJ has changed. You know what I'm saying? The actual job of being a DJ is nothing like it was. You feel me? The DJs have morphed into something far bigger than what they were just a couple of years ago, you feel me? And they're getting opportunities that actual artists and producers used to get. They used to be solely for artists and producers. Now DJs are getting those opportunities. And we're going to talk about all that. The third annual Salute the DJs Award goes down next week, January 17th and 18th, at the Connect Lounge downtown, also at the Atrium out there in the deck. You feel me? If you in Atlanta, Georgia next week, you do not want to miss that, especially if you're in the music industry. But even if you're not in the music industry, if you just want to come out and mingle, a lot of heavy hitters going to be in the building. So you guys make sure if you're in the ATL, I know a lot of y'all that listen to the show are already in the ATL, but if you just happen to be passing by, swanging through the A, kicking it, you know what I'm saying, for that weekend, go on and add your 2-3 more days to that thing, man, and come chop it up at the third annual Salute the DJs Award. So we got the lady that's going to be throwing the whole shebang, who put it all together, Lady Shaq from Over the Top Promo. She's going to be calling into the show, and she's going to be on the line tonight. You feel me? I tweeted some tweets. I sent some Facebooks and some emails and texts and shit. I wanted some of the DJs to get on the line, so as people call in tonight, you feel me? We're going to see what's popping. We're going to see how many of these DJs get on the line so we can show them some love. Everybody knows that when it comes down to the club or to a party, the DJ, after security has got this mandatory around this motherfucker. Need some security. You ain't got no security? Oh, hell no. Hell no. But after security and a stock bar, the DJ is indeed running the show. You feel me? And so the Salute to DJs Award is just that. It's giving a salute and a shout out to all the DJs, you feel me, and what they do. Some of the good ones, some of the ones who really grind and trend setting. My favorite kind of DJ is a DJ that actually breaks new records and actually show love to independent artists. Shouts out to all of those guys. But also shout out to the guys that's just so big now. They just doing bigger and greater things. We're going to talk about all that. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and get into the synopsis of the show and break it down. Hold on. I got people on the phone lines already. Hold on. Let me go to the phone line. Hold on. Wait a minute. I hope this ain't my special guest that's supposed to be calling in at 9. I hope this ain't my special guest that's supposed to be calling in at 9. Oh, they hung up. Must not have been them. Okay. So my special guest, Lady Shaq, is supposed to call in at 9. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. 770-676, what's poppin'? Who's this?
What? What's happening, Blizzle?
What's happening? Lady Shaq is an hour early in the building.
An hour early?
Yes, you an hour early. Your interview time is at 9. You gotta give me time to hype the show up. Can I get time to hype the show up? You wanna be open? It's your show. This is your show. You gotta make a grand entrance.
See, they told me to call in at 8 because I missed my radio interview yesterday. And I'm actually at V103 right now getting ready to do something. And I wanted to make sure I was on point.
Okay, well now.
I could call back in at 9 is not a problem because I'm getting ready to do something on V103 right now anyway.
Okay, call back in an hour. Because I want to make sure everybody, you know, my lines, you know, I only been on the air 3 minutes, so give them time to get to the lines and hit the phone, and we're going to play some music, and we're going to talk a little talk. All right?
Okay, got you.
All right. All right. Bye. All right. Lady Shaq's going to be back. Lady Shaq is going to be back in an hour. All right? We're going to get her back on the line. And she's the lady that actually puts together the Salute DJs Award, you feel me? And also, she's Over the Top Promo. If you artists, all of you artists that's listening to K100, all of you artists, you know, you need to follow her on Twitter, Over the Top Promo. You feel me? If you already follow me at Blizzom or at K100, you can't miss the at mentions because I've been at mentioning her all damn afternoon because I got up late. My bad. But it's because I have a cold. Can't you hear it? God damn. Work with me, Sean. All right. But so I slept in. So I got up this afternoon and started tweeting out tweets. You feel me? And sending out emails and everything. So if you want to connect with her, make sure you just go to my... If you follow me, which you should be, at Blizzom, all right? Or at K100 underscore radio. You can follow her at Over the Top Promo. You feel me? But it's spelled funny because every time I used to try to type it out, it never worked. That's because she don't got the A in it. One of them letters missing. I got to go back and look anyway. So look, if you really want to just connect with her, just go to my page real quick. You know what I'm saying? You can see me. I've been at mentioning her all afternoon. I've been at mentioning a whole bunch of DJs. You feel me? So hopefully you guys will come in. 100K is supposed to call in. I think Atlanta's supposed to call in. You feel me? So I got a couple of DJs supposed to be calling in. We're going to show these guys some love, man, because, you know, as much as I talk shit about the industry or whatever, I indeed understand and I know that you do need a DJ to break your shit in order to get to the next level. Now, I have to take an issue with some DJs, you feel me, because some DJs, you know, don't do their job, which is their job is to break records. Some DJs are just kind of, you know, they just kind of play records and they all, you know, all they do is play records for money. They don't play records because they love to break new music. And I take issue with those particular guys, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know all DJs and like that, and I know a whole bunch of cool ass DJs who show love to the indies. All you gotta do is have some hot shit. No DJ is gonna fuck up their set for you. No. Alright. That's not gonna happen. You feel me? So, that's what we're gonna be talking about on the show tonight. Let me see who's on the phone line. Well, I got a couple people on the phone line. Oh, everybody on the phone lines, listen up. People on the phone lines. Last night, I got off the air and got 6 people telling me why you didn't come to my line. I called in. I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, rock with you for the first episode of the year. And I'm like, did you hit the number 1 on the keypad? I was on the line. You should know my number. I don't know my mama number, nigga. I don't know my mama number. You know the last time I memorized a goddamn number? You know how long we've been having smartphones around this bitch? What the hell wrong with you, shawty? I don't remember nobody's number. I only know my mama number. Only number I know is my number and my grandmama number. And my grandmama ain't changed her number since I was 8. It's the only reason why I know it. Only reason why. Alright, so that's what's up with that. So yo, if you're on the phone lines, again, I appreciate you. Shouts out to you for actually calling into the show. You feel me? I appreciate that. But I need for you, whenever you want to talk, make sure you hit the number 1. Okay. Well, we got 1, 2, what's this on the hit number 1 already? Already before I get into this stuff. Who is this? 843. 696, who's this? This is Billy Bad.
You know it, man. What's happening, bro? I had to call in on my break, man, see what's popping.
What's popping, man? We're gonna be talking a little shit on the show tonight. We're gonna be talking a little bit about music and shit. And we're also gonna be talking about DJs. Who's your favorite DJ, man? Who's your favorite DJ?
Who's my favorite DJ? I've been riding with Drama for a long time, man. So I'm sticking with Drama.
I mean, why is he your favorite DJ? Because, okay, and I got a couple of questions I'm gonna ask people. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, why is he your favorite DJ? Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen DJ Drama DJ live, or have only thing you ever heard from Drama was Gangsta Grillz?
I mean, even if Drama wasn't doing Gangsta Grillz, and he always, you know, promoted that even in the songs they'd be breaking out.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't seen him actually live in person, but it's just that the fact that he still loves the indie artists, you know what I'm saying? And who I should say first was Chuck T. You know, I should have said that first. But
right.
Drama was breaking out the indie artists, you know, that he showed love to. So he's been doing that for a long time. He just don't do major artists. I mean, everybody knows that.
Word.
You know, that's why I definitely ride with Drama on that.
Street Radio.
Well, I mean Drama, I remember when Drama, honestly, Drama changed the mixtape game. He wasn't the first to do what he did. DJ Clue, all due respect, DJ Clue, you feel me, was the first nigga to really just, to be the first dude to really, to me, as far as I'm concerned, was the first dude to actually be like have like a deal, like as a DJ, like DJ Clue. You feel me? His mixtapes were like albums. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they were indeed mixtapes. They were like a lot of different artists, not the same artists. You feel me? There was a lot of different artists. And I think Drama brung to the table with the Gangsta Grillz thing where cats is dropping albums, calling them mixtapes type deal, where it's the same artist, but it's not an album. Drama's on it, and it sounds like a mixtape. He's shouting everybody out, but it's still the same artist. That Gangsta Grillz series, I feel like, is what made the mixtape thing just really explode into what it has become now, to where people don't even want to do albums anymore. Almost, it seems. They just want to do mixtapes. You feel me? And like I said, I like Drama, and I was a fan of the Gangsta Grillz series. A lot of times, artists used to have Gangsta Grillz that was better than their albums. And I never understood that. I'm like, why are you putting all the shit, the hottest songs, on the Gangsta Grillz and not the album? You know what I'm saying? I listen to the album, and the album's all right, but the Gangsta Grillz be stupid. And I'm like, that's so backwards to me. You feel what I'm saying? But that's what Cat started doing. You feel me? I remember Clue, DJ Clue had probably one of the dopest ones back in the day. You know, he had that with that big question mark on it and everything, that cover. And I rocked out with that one. You feel me? That one was real ill. And then for the South, you know, Drama came over, you know, with the Gangsta Grillz shit. You know what I mean? And made that spread like cancer. You know what I'm saying? So that's your favorite mixtape guy. But who's your favorite club DJ? When you go to the club, you be like, every time I go to the club, this DJ be pumping.
I have to go down to Camden for this one because, you know, there's DJs that, you know, that don't get noticed, like, DJ 2 Gun, DJ 7, Get Buck DJ, you know, North River Entertainment DJ, you know, those are ones who really be breaking the sounds, like, really be getting the club, like, really, like, throwed off, you know, and even for a small town, they know not in that region.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, now me personally, I'm from Panama City, Florida. Let's see, 443-718, we on deck, they're coming up next. Me personally, being from Florida, I don't know if you know about this. You from the South, now you should know about this. You remember Jam Pony?
Yeah, who don't know about Jam Pony?
Well, no, don't say who don't know about Jam Pony, because there's a lot of people who don't know about Jam Pony.
Yeah, I know, I'm talking about like Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee,
okay.
Alabama.
I bet you this 718 person might not know who Jam Pony is.
Nah, I don't.
430, what is that, Maryland? They might not know who Jam Pony is.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I don't know if they do or don't. I might be being disrespectful to Jam Pony's brand. Jam Pony was the original, they were DJs, but they were the first dudes that I heard, talk and then mute the music and say some shit, then bring the music back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just... and made a style that's all they did. They didn't really do any scratching, hardly too tough. They just like the song come on, and they actually would come up with their own lines and rhymes to replace the rap that, yup, it was the shit. We loved Jam Pony Express growing up. I don't know, I had some of the Jam Pony tapes. Yeah, tapes, literally, nigga, that's how I'm telling my age. I had a lot of Jam Pony tapes, nigga. Real talk. So Jam Pony's be my dude.
I know, man. My mama still got some of his tapes, you know. She just ain't played them in a while, but, you know, still got them.
Right. So you said in Camden, your dude in the club was, what club was this DJ, your DJ at?
They DJed, you know, all around, you know, Camden and North Florida, Nassau County, and sometimes Duval County, you know, but, you know, then that's when you go to, I guess, you know, bigger ranking and all them, and Cool Running Crew DJs. But they DJed at the Little Hole in the Walls, 511, the Venezuela, Crush, Jay's Pub, and then occasionally Club 912. You know that bullshit club we went to when I first met you, bro. So yeah, I mean, that's where they normally be DJing at, you know, around that range, sometimes the Brunswick, Georgia, all that, you know.
All right, that's what's up. Well, man, thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to get ready to go to these phone lines real quick. Let me go ahead and break down the synopsis. I done got a phone. Lady Shaq been calling in early. Shit.
My damn, hey, I got to get back to making this money, man, so I can catch you on the archives.
All right, yo, it's going to be a crazy show, though, man. I know a lot of people, everybody's got a DJ they love, and I know my phone line's going to get crunk and swole. So I'm glad I got a chance to open up the lines and get your feet. All right, stand by.
Yep.
All right. So, 443-718, y'all on deck next. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone line. They're calling in. If you're a DJ and you're on the phone line, though, like, hit me up on Twitter at Blizzum and say, Blizzum, I'm on the line, and, like, hit me with your first three or something. Cause I may not know who you are. I may not know your number or whatever, and I want to make sure I get the DJs on the line. So if you're on the phone lines right now, first thing I need for you to do is hit the number one, so I know that you want to talk. And then if you know my Twitter, you got my Twitter at Blizzum, BLIZM, or at K100 Radio. I prefer Blizzum because I really be checking the personal one and the show one at the same time, but I see the personal one quicker. Hit me at Blizzum and then say, yo, Blizzum, I'm on the line, so I can make sure I get you on the line so we can get these DJs on the line. I really want to make sure I get the DJs on deck and on point for the show tonight, because it's really about them. You feel me? It really is about them. You know what I mean? So, 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. All right, let me go ahead and break down the synopsis, if you will. For everybody who listened to the show for the first time, this is basically what I tweet out or send out of my email address. It basically, essentially breaking down what the show is about. So, here we go. Episode 242. Let's talk music. The Salute the DJs edition, all right? Now, this year on K100 Radio, we'll be going hard. More music, more talk, and sometimes a mixture of both. Gotta excuse me, guys. I got a cold, really. I'm really battling. I'm not trying to let it get full blown, but I'm battling it. I'm sucking on halls and everything while I'm doing the show. Alright, so we got more music, more talk, and sometimes we're going to have a mixture of both. On this episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is music. Mainly because I can talk about music like all day. Seriously, I can talk about music all day. But also because my homegirl Lady Shaq from Over the Top Promo, who called in a minute ago because she thought she was supposed to call in at 8, but she's supposed to call in at 9, she's going to be back. She's going to be in the lines talking about her huge event down here in Atlanta called the Salute the DJs Awards. Now, the art of the DJ has been totally transformed over the past decade. It used to be that DJs were only the guy who kept the party crunk. But like I said earlier, this has changed drastically over the past few years. These days, not only are DJs looked to as A&Rs in some cases, in some kind of way, you know, for discovering new talent, you feel me? DJs now also get record deals. I don't know if you guys noticed that. DJs get record deals. If you need a reference, just DJ Khaled. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? DJ Khaled, even though he wasn't the first one, but DJ Khaled is winning right now, and he's not an artist. He's a DJ who puts out projects like an artist, but he's not an artist. He's a DJ. But he's got all the top artists that's on his... I don't even want to call it a mixtape, because it really don't be a mixtape. It really just be DJ Khaled present. You feel me? And it's an album. It's like a compilation album at the end of the day, really. It's not a mixtape, per se. You can call it a mixtape, because he says... I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Right now, these guys are getting record deals. Some DJs can get a record deal quicker now than an artist. Now, of course, you know, I take a little bit of an issue with that, but we'll get into all that. All right. Anyway, the art of scratching on the 12-inch records have been replaced with Serato and laptops. That is what it is. And before I used to talk shit about DJs who only use Serato and shit. You feel me? Who really didn't use vinyl until Serato transformed into what it is now. And now a Serato DJ will fuck you up. Don't get it twisted. You feel what I'm saying? Some of these DJs who be rocking out with Serato, yo, you can get it. You can he can fade. I know DJs that rock out with Serato and a laptop and mix and scratch with the Serato and shit and will fuck a nigga on a 12-inch up for the real talk. I know like three of them. Because when I heard their mixes, I was like, damn, this is a real DJ. And I'm thinking this dude, he's rocking with 12-inches. And I finally get a chance to get up with him and see his setup. And he is killing Serato. He's doing this on a laptop. You know what I'm saying? On a computer. And I just swore that he was really using 12-inches. So don't sleep on the Serato DJs, you feel me? Some of them. And Serato itself, and they've got all kind of stuff now where you can scratch with it. So you don't really necessarily need 12-inch. So I still say that's the essence of DJing. You feel me? Rocking out with the 12-inches. 12-inch records, you feel me? But vinyl records, you know what I'm saying? But it's not mandatory anymore for you to actually really mix, blend, and all that shit and be a DJ. And you got to use records. That's not mandatory anymore. All right? So don't get it twisted. You feel me? And I'm going to read on. Now DJs are some of the most powerful people in the game. All right? And they are some of the most paid. So we're going to explore this transformation, discuss it. We're going to bump some music and see what's really going on with the Salute the DJs Award. You feel me? That's going down in Atlanta, Georgia, January 17th, 18th. So you guys make sure you tune in, all right? And especially call. If you love your DJ, you call and you tell me you represent for your DJ. And then, if you know a DJ, text your DJ and say, man, get your ass on the line. Dial 347-934-0966. And fuck with K100 Radio. They showing you some motherfucking love and respect tonight. Make sure you do that. And so I got a couple of questions for the people who call in for the show. And here they are. Question number one. Do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch with records to be called a DJ? Or can he just be a DJ with just using laptops and iPods? Is he really a DJ if he can't scratch? Huh? Is he really a DJ if he can't scratch? That's the first question. Question number two. Do you think mixtapes hosted by DJs are better than a lot of the artist albums? Me personally, I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I know some artist albums, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? To me, okay, not Thug Motivation 101, but the Gangsta Grill that Jeezy did with Drama, that one Gangsta Grill before, the one he did right after TM 101. I think that's probably the best Jeezy project. And he had bangers all on it. You feel me? But it wasn't better than 101. But Recession, 103 was the other one with My President's Black on it. That one, it was better than all of those me personally. You know what I'm saying? But that's just one example. You know, question number three. What is the worst thing a DJ can do to kill a party to you? You feel me? Because sometimes people be like, oh, if you're a DJ, all they want to hear is like one kind of song. But like, you got to understand, DJs DJing sets. They got the R&B set, the down south set, the hip hop set, the throwback set, the reggae set, all different kinds of sets. You know what I'm saying? And every now and again, they kind of blend in. But what to you, to me, the worst thing a DJ can do is just play a song that doesn't fit the crowd. You feel me? I think DJs should indeed research what kind of people normally go to some places. There's nothing worse than going to a club and it's all, you know, upscale or whatever, but all they play all night is trap music. That doesn't match up. Everybody in here, no one's really feeling it like that because no one in here really feels this is not the place for it. Vis-a-vis, if you go to a little hole-in-the-wall bullshit club, you can't be playing, you know, hip-hop, Talib Kweli and shit in the club. You feel me? It doesn't match. So I think the worst thing a DJ can do is like not understand where he at and what kind of crowd he got up in that motherfucker. That's the one thing that I know that would drive me insane with a DJ is when they just don't understand where they at. They're playing the wrong kind of fucking music. You know what I'm saying? At the club, and this is not that kind of club, and he's killing it. You feel me? And you know it because when he starts playing that shit, people just the dance floor thing. But his job is to keep the floor packed. Last question. Well, last one, number four. Go DJ. You know, go DJ. That's your DJ. I'm going to ask everybody, who's your favorite DJ? Local or famous. Every time you go to this motherfucker and he having a party, if he in the building or if that's his mixtape, he hosting it, shit be popping. It can be your favorite mixtape DJ or it can be your favorite DJ in the club that you grew up to. Shouts out to DJ. Hey, I'm from A50, man, Panama City, man. Shouts out to DJ Stefan. All my Bay County people. I got a lot of A50 people on the line. I'm just saying, I fucks with Diamond D. My nigga too. But you really from Glenwood, Bay County, if you know about Stefan. I'm just saying, shawty. I'm just saying. Shout out to DJ Diamond D. Shout out to the new school niggas down there on Panama City. DJ Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? DJ Slim Everything Gucci. He going down there. He going ham down there. He grinding it out. You feel me? Making a name for himself. If you in the A50, ain't no way you cannot know about DJ Dimp. No way you cannot know about DJ Dimp. And be from the A50, it's just not how life works. Can't do it. You never been to the moon then, have you? You ain't even been to last. You can't even get away with it being from Panama. You can't even get away with that being from Dothan. No way, no how. Shout out to DJ Dimp. I mean, he's a North Florida legend. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to need him to play some Blizzard. Working on that. Anyway, and like I said, my favorite click DJ growing up, whatever, it was Jam Pony. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't even really do a lot of scratching and shit. It was just, they had their own lane. They had their own style. And then they just come in and talk like right on time. They was actually rappers. People don't understand. Jam Pony was rappers, niggas. They was rappers. They would pull the music out and keep rapping. It'd be right on beat. Blend in perfectly. They wouldn't miss a bar, nigga. They wouldn't miss a bar. You feel what I'm saying? They wouldn't miss a bar, man. Straight up. So, anyway, let me go to the phone lines real quick. That's what we're talking about. Episode 242, Let's Talk Music, the Salute to DJs Awards edition. You dig? Going to the 718, then the 413. 718, what's poppin'? Who's this? Hold on a second.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. I got you. Here you go. What's happening? Who's this?
Blaze Blaz.
Oh, what's going on, homie? What's poppin'?
Happy New Year to you. I mean, I tuned in last night, but I had to get off early. I had to go to the studio and shit.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw a 718 on there, man. Well, shout out to you, man. Happy New Year's to you. How's your 2012 going so far?
Yeah, it's going all right, man. Doing big things. I mean, got a couple projects lined up. We already started on them or whatever. So just grinding, man.
All right. That's what's up, man. So here we are, man. The second goddamn show of the year. Episode 242. Let's talk music. Let's talk about DJs. The Salute to DJs Awards edition. Like I said, Lady Shaq, the lady who's throwing the Salute to DJs Awards show next week here in Atlanta, is a very huge event. Everybody in the city is going to be there. All kind of DJs is going to be there down here January 17th and 18th at the Atrium and the Connect Lounge, two different venues. You feel me? She's going to be on the line at about 9 o'clock. She's going to be calling in and telling us about her event, and we're going to give her some promo and give her some shine. I'm doing this as a promo for Salute to DJs Awards. You feel me? You know I'm media now. I got to do these kind of things. But I like talking about music, and I like talking about shit like this anyway. So, Blaze Blam, what's happening, homie? Let me go ahead and ask you these couple of questions real quick. Do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch to be called a DJ, homie? What you think?
Yeah, I think they should be able to scratch to be called a DJ.
I mean, now, do they got to, I mean, what about simple blending? What if they can just kind of, you know, blend a song in, you know, kind of bring it in without, you know, no pause in it? I'm not a DJ. You feel me? So I don't even have the gear. Well, actually, that's a lie. I could, but I'm not going to go through all that for K100. Because, I mean, not because I don't feel like I need to. I'm just saying I'm not a DJ. But, I mean, you know, some DJs, you know, it don't take much to really just blend the song in and play songs. I'm going to tell you a secret, Blaze Blams. It was the last year, one of my homegirls threw a house party.
Uh-huh.
And I DJed the house party. Now, I did. And I did good because all I needed was I had a little fader. I had a little thing that plays two CDs and an iPod, and all I had to do was basically just mix them in behind each other. At that point, I wasn't scratching the shit, but I had the party hype because I know good music. I know songs that get crowds crunk. I do music. I know what songs people like. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I was songs people was in there jamming like, oh, you know, and it was like, and people asked me, yo, do you do parties? Can I get your card? You know, you got a card or whatever. People was asking me, like, I'm a real DJ. You feel me? And I don't know how to scratch at all. I ain't had no Serato. All I had was two CD joints and a joint that you can blend. You feel me? And blend it right behind the next a little bit. That's it. That's all I had. This, you know, and people was thinking I would, of course, I went on the mic like DJ Blizzard and the motherfucker house sneaking on. I wasn't doing all that. I DJed at one of my homeboys' party at his house. He had a big cookout on Memorial Day. I did that. People was coming up to me at his shit, asking me for my car. Do I do parties? I do weddings.
That happened to me before too.
I'm not even a DJ. So that makes me ask the question, and I'm not, no disrespect to the DJs on the line, no disrespect to nobody, but people were actually willing to pay me because of what of my performance I just did, and I know I'm not a DJ. All I did was play good music right behind each other, back to back, without no pause. I didn't scratch anything. I just made the songs kind of match the songs, same kind of song, you know, four or five of the same kind of songs. My little set, I called it my little set. Four or five songs with a little, you know, same kind of shit, and then change it up, and that was it. And people was asking me for my card, like I'm a DJ. So that's why I'm asking the question. Do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch now, not blend, because blending is just too easy. I can blend.
Exactly.
But to scratch.
You know what? That took what I was about to say about being a DJ. I think you should, if to call yourself a DJ, I think you should be able to scratch, because then anybody, if not, then anybody could do it.
Right. So in order
you should have some type of skill to be called a DJ.
So scratching is the mandatory skill that you need to have in your book to be a DJ. Since I can't never be a DJ because I can't scratch. I have to learn how to scratch first, and then I can be a DJ.
Well, I'm saying that should be one of the major ones. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm not a DJ either, but I think, my personal opinion, I think a guy should be able to, or a female should be able to scratch at least to be considered a DJ.
Okay. I'm just asking, man, because I could get on the track and be like, yo, listen, man, I could host some nigga shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pay attention. I got you. I could do all that. And then throw some reverb on it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now I'm hosting mixtapes now. And I'm DJ whoever. And I never scratched the fucking record ever. It was fucked up. That's why I'm going to be asking the people the questions tonight on the show. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I'm just saying that I know for a fact that I've quote-unquote DJed a party, or two parties actually, last year. And people were asking me for my car, like I was a real DJ. And I'm like, I'm not a DJ. I'm just doing a favor. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
So, number two. DJs get a lot of pussy, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying because I was getting flirted with real heavy in the midst of that. That's all I'm saying. Hold on. Yeah, I was getting flirted with real, real heavy in the midst of that. Hold on. Oh yeah, that was my button I was trying to. All right, next question. Blaze Lambs. Question number two. Do you think mixtapes hosted by DJs are better than artist albums at this point? Would you rather hear an album, or would you rather hear some shit hosted by a DJ?
I'd rather hear something hosted by a DJ.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like to me, I think that a DJ bring that excitement to a mixtape, to an artist song. Like mine, particular. Most of the time when I drop a mixtape, I have it hosted by a DJ. So I think that like the way they bring it in and they set it up, it just brings like a little more attention and excitement to it.
Okay. So you want me, and I'm the opposite. I personally like albums more. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I personally like albums more, but I can understand, especially people from the new school, you feel me? You know what I mean? Wanting to hear that DJ, because y'all so used to it. You feel
exactly.
What I'm saying? It's like y'all used to that now, which I like that, but I like an album. I like to just ride out to some shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I understand sometimes the DJs hype it up. And you know, keep it crunk. All right. Next question. What's the worst thing a DJ can do to kill the party to you? What's the worst thing a DJ can do to kill the party to you?
Talk too much. sometimes you get a DJ, he don't know, like, it's all right to talk or whatever, but you get a certain DJ, they just keep going and going. You're like, damn, nigga, play this song.
By me, I thought you just said that you like,
Yeah, but see, you can talk, but don't talk too much. You know what I mean? You can, like, we got a couple DJs up here. Even on the radio, man, like, you be vibing shit, and then they get to talking or whatever, and then it's like, damn, man, just play the song already.
Okay. So they got to know how to not talk too much.
Yeah, you can talk, but know when to shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually, that's my thing with mixtape. That's why mixtapes get on my fucking nerves sometimes. You feel what I'm saying? That's why mixtapes get on my nerves sometimes. You feel me? Because it's like,
yeah.
Damn, man, you know, I don't want to hear that shit sometimes. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why sometimes DJs just kind of, you know, I don't know. I think they overdo it a little bit. You feel me? On there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of times they do.
Right. Okay, last question. Go DJ, that's your DJ. Who's your favorite DJ, local or famous? It don't matter. Who's your favorite DJ? Who's the DJ that every time you hear them, they handle their motherfucking biz on the ones and twos?
I gotta go with Ron G, man. DJ Ron G.
I've never really heard him, though. I've never really heard, like, I don't live up there. I know he's an up north DJ. But I've never been to, like, a party, and I don't even know if I've ever heard a mixtape that he hosted. What's the ill mixtape?
Man. You gotta go back to any, like, he got a series out back, he used to call it the Fat Beast. He had volumes, and I mean, like, he had Ron G 1, 2, 3, I think it went up to like 16. But you definitely got to hear one of those, not one of those mixtapes, man. Ron G 10, Ron G 8. Like, if you from New York area, man, if you, like, you killed, you went crazy to get a Ron G tape.
And that's crazy.
Ron G basically what started that blending and, you know, putting the hip-hop in, the R&B beats with the hip-hop beats with the R&B music. You know, like, he's like, yo, his tape was crazy. Like, he was around the era with doo-wop, you know what I mean, SNS.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And DJ is like, I'm a connoisseur of MCs. That's what I do. You feel me? You're going to be hard-pressed to talk to me about an MC, a known MC that I don't know about. Now, if you got some local nigga, some state nigga who never really blew up nationally that I just never got heard because he didn't have that kind of a promotion and I just never heard him, it is what it is. But you'd be hard-pressed to, like, go toe-to-toe with me about MCs that's really been out for a minute who's known, you feel me, and MCs in my locale, you feel me, I know who all those guys are, so I feel like I'm a connoisseur of MCs, you feel me, and producers a little bit because I produce too. I knew way more about producers than I do DJs, and I know way more about MCs than I do DJs, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't say, I know it's a lot of DJs that's dope that I don't really know about. I'm trying to get familiar with them and get, you know, get more in tune with it, you feel me, especially doing this now, actually doing K100 in that radio. I tell, and this is for everybody on the phone lines, everybody's on the phone lines and everything, doing K100 radio, it actually made me like respect them even more, because now I see what they go through when it comes down to, like, cats always want them to play their music but they don't want to show no love back, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I understand now why DJs started making those coalitions and started saying fuck you, pay me. Because even with K100 Internet Radio, I show so many dudes love and expose them to my audience, and they can't, they feel like they don't feel the need to retweet a tweet or, you know what I'm saying, call into the show or anything like that. And so I'm like, yo, I'm playing your music and letting all these people hear your fucking music and shit. The least you could do is retweet this shit or call into the show and hang out with me for 2 hours, you feel me, whatever. And so now I actually understand more why DJs on some fuck you pay me shit now, is because they showed all these cats love back in the day. Got these cats hot, and these cats don't even come back and show them no love. I actually understand their position more now since I've been doing K100 Internet Radio. I really do. And so,
yeah, man. What I'll do is I'll send you a couple of mixtapes, let you check them, man.
I mean, I heard of them. Like, to me, what was the one Ron G joint that Pac was on that I know about? What is that joint? You know what I'm talking about? The one,
yeah,
Ron G.
That might have been Street Dreams.
Yeah, that's how I really started. That's how, when I first heard of him, the one joint that he did, that he produced for Pac or something like that. He produced the joint for Pac.
Oh, no, okay, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that joint with Big L.
Right, he produced that joint, right? And that was the first time I had heard of dude. You feel what I'm saying? That was the first time I had ever heard of him. You feel what I'm saying? Never heard
he's a legend up here, man. That like Ron G, man. I'm telling you, like you went crazy to get one of his tapes back in the day.
Right. So, like I said, man, I got major respect for the DJs and everything. You feel me? What about club DJ? Who's your favorite club DJ?
Club DJ, I gotta go with Sus One.
Who?
DJ Sus One.
Sus One?
Yeah.
I never even heard of that. What is it? I didn't even heard of it. What club was that up there? I don't know.
Nah, he never just, like he go around like the tri-state, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and DJ in the club.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like a whole separate thing when they doing mixtapes. As far as you know, they got so many hustles they can do. They can do clubs. They can do mixtapes. If they lucky enough, they can get into doing radio. You feel what I'm saying? And they can do individual private parties. You feel me? It's a lot of ways to get cash if you a DJ. Because people need music. People need music. So you gotta fuck with them and respect them and respect their grind and their hustle. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta do that.
Yeah.
So I do got major respect for the DJs. I do, you know, got a lot of love for the DJs. You feel what I'm saying? I just like, but I have a soft spot where if I know a DJ is known for breaking new niggas and showing, you know what I'm saying, cats who ain't all the way on yet a love and maybe mixing their shit in with some big time shit, long as it sound good, then I always be like, yo, I really rocks with them dudes. So you feel me?
Yeah,
like, long. You know what I'm saying? I really do. All right. Yo, thanks for calling into the show, homie. I appreciate it. Stay on the line, though. Don't hang up. All right. Man, I don't know, man. And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I go to the people lines, it's going to really be about where they from. Where are you from? You feel what I'm saying? Where you from going to determine, you know what I'm saying, how you answer this question. Because, you know, like I said, if you're from the South or you from this such city or this West Coast, you're not going to say Ron G's the illest DJ or whatever. You feel me? I haven't even heard a real Ron G mixtape ever in life. And that's how shit be sectioned off with hip-hop. You feel what I'm saying? Especially with hip-hop. You know what I mean? I don't even think people give a fuck. I wonder if country music DJs, do they even have DJs for country music? Do you really need a DJ? Do you even have to blend? Do you really need a DJ for country? Hip hop and R&B, you need a DJ. If you had a party or whatever, you got to blend it in. You feel me? You need a DJ. You need, you know, at our parties, you know, Black folks parties, we got to have DJs. But I think at a country, they don't even have this subgenre that they got going on like we do with the DJs, because you could just pretty much put a CD on and no one needs for it to just be, you know, you don't need it to be blended in, because ain't like they. You know, we dancing and we don't want to skip a beat, so the DJ got to make us stay on the dance floor. But it's like, you know, what are they doing? Line dancing? You know what I'm saying? Hold on. We'll go to the phone lines again. 443, what's popping?
What's going on? It's Twink.
Twink, what's happening, baby? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let's talk music. The Salute to DJs Award Edition. Bitches. I need to reload. One more. So, I hate having a sore throat. I'm dying over here, people. I'm literally dying. Lady Shaq, I love you. I swear I was going to cancel this goddamn show because my throat feel like I'm eating sandpaper over here. It's killing me. But what's up?
Drink some tea coated with honey. Drink some tea and drink some honey, like real honey. That'll help coat the throat and it'll stop it from feeling like sandpaper.
Right. I meant to go to the store and do that, but I didn't. This time when you really just. I don't know. You guys should get the old lady. Not serious. What am I saying? Episode 242. The Salute to DJs Award Edition. And Lady Shaq should be calling into the show, back into the show in 15 minutes, and we'll get her on here and we'll let her talk about what's popping with the third annual Salute to DJs Awards. You feel me? All right, question number one. Do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch to be called a DJ?
I think that should be part of what's on their resume, for real. Just, it's a couple things as a DJ you should be able to do, and that should be one of them. Like, you should be able to talk on the mic. You should be able to do all of that. Scratch, blend,
I'm saying, like Blaze Glam said earlier, some niggas talk too much on the mic when they supposed to be DJing. I'm a radio host. I'm supposed to talk.
Well, yeah, see, that's when you turn from a DJ to a host that happens to have a turntable.
So, I guess, I'll ask you that last question in a minute. So if a DJ can't scratch, does he have to scratch records? Serato or something like that?
I mean, as long as, it's like, anybody can take one song and blend it to another song, but if you can like really meld the songs together and scratch and get everything, no matter how you do it, whether you use your vinyl records, CDs, or if you put artists on stage and have them do it in person, you still have to, be able to get all that together.
Okay. I guess I understand. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like I was talking earlier, I was quote unquote DJing a party or. What is that in the background? What is that?
My daddy's currently. He's my father's a DJ.
Okay. Is he on the phone too or something? That music is in the back.
I'm sorry?
I hear music in the back. What is that?
Oh, that's my dad.
Oh, okay. All right. Because it's kind of drowning me out. But anyway, so let me ask you the next question real quick. Do you think mixtapes hosted by DJs are better than artist albums? You prefer to have DJ talking during listening to music?
It depends. Some artists, they need that DJ to hype their song up, because any other time, you're not going to be excited to hear it. And then some artists, they're just on the merit of their talent. It's good. So it depends on the artist. I'd rather have an artist just flat out showcase their talent than have someone, hyping them up.
Right, me too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like, when shit is hosted or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, I also kind of, want to be too. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't hear you over that.
All right, I'm going to call back in a little bit after he's finished doing him.
Okay. All right. I don't know what Twink is doing. Shout out to Pops, though, DJing in the background. But I can't have that on the show, though. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. If you're a DJ and you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one when you call in. Press the number one on the keypad. I want to hear where you're from, what you got going on, where you DJ at or whatever. I'm going to let you know what I'm saying, do your thing and shout out. I want to make sure if you want to shout out your favorite DJ, holler at me. 347-934-0966, but make sure you hit the number one. Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad. You feel me? You got to hit the number one on the keypad. You know what I mean? Or I'm not going to come to your phone lines. All right. So we were just talking to, we already talked to three people. And they all said that a DJ should be able to scratch in order to be a DJ. You feel me? I understand that. And you're right. You're right. But I'm just saying now, the way... I don't think a DJ has to really be able to scratch with records now. 12-inch vinyl records to be considered a DJ in 2012. I'm sorry. I know all my hip-hop purists are going to say, if you can't scratch with records, you're not a DJ. Look, man, I be seeing these dudes murk Serato. It's like saying right around the turn of the century when they start bringing in Fruity Loops and all that stuff, that, if you can't work an MPC, if you're a producer, I'm a producer, so I can talk from this aspect. If you can't use an MPC or a Triton or whatever, all you can do is make beats on Fruity Loops, that you're not a real producer. Well, that was until Cat started making platinum tracks on just computer-based beats. You feel what I'm saying? That was then. So, I mean, now, you can't really say that. You feel me? Is a rapper who doesn't freestyle battle not a rapper? I know a lot of rappers who don't battle, but they nice, and they make some of the best songs. You feel me? You know what I mean? And so, it's a lot of people who feel like if a DJ you can't call yourself a DJ unless you scratch records. But not in 2012. Not in 2012. You know what I'm saying? It's just not necessarily mandatory. You know what I'm saying? It's not mandatory. But, you know, hold on. Okay, let's see. Who else wants to talk? Oh, somebody hits the number one. Hold on, let me see. Shouts out to everybody that's on the phone line that's not hitting the number one. I got my phone line filled. People trying to say, let them in. Talk, damn it. 571, what's poppin'? Who's this?
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's Dub from VA. You know, that's Dub like a Tony from Virginia, like the state. What's really going on with you? What's cracking?
What's going on, man? What's poppin' with you, man?
Not much, man. You know, I'm not a DJ, but I'm calling in to show support. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to weigh in. You know, I deal with a lot of DJs and all that. I done seen, you know what I'm saying, both sides of the spectrum, though. But I can really say, though, for real, I respect both kinds of DJs. You know, everybody got their own style. You know what I mean? It's kind of like tomato, tomato to me.
Right. I feel you. Like, I used to be one of those guys like, if he can't scratch a record, he ain't no real DJ. But really, man, like, it's to this point now, man. Like I said, you ever seen a dude, Merc Serato, and he ain't touched the fucking record, but you can't tell? You ever seen them kind of DJs?
You can't tell. You can't tell. If you do it right, you know what I'm saying? You can't really tell, and you just vibing to the music the way it's supposed to be done.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I was talking to a DJ. I just moved to New Jersey from Atlanta, but you know I'm from Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And this one DJ was telling me the main reason he switched over was nothing less than he was having to carry too much stuff. It was too much stuff to carry. That's the basic reason he told me he had to switch over.
Exactly. I feel him because as a producer, I got tired of lugging the fucking MP. Every time you got to go to the studio, you got to midi this motherfucker up. You got to midi it up with a Tritone. Fuck all that shit. You know, that's why when I started out producing with an MP. That's the first thing I learned how to produce on. I didn't even know how computer shit went even out when I started really banging out tracks. You feel me? And so now, like, you know, that's why I can understand those DJs. They feel like, why you slighting me? Because this is the new age type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this is how a lot of these dudes are even getting introduced into DJing. Because, you know what I'm saying, some of the old school DJs have left the vinyl alone. You feel me? So, you can introduce to the game, Rado, and shit like that. You feel me? You can't really fault them dudes for that. That's just how it's going down. You know what I mean? So let me ask you these specific questions real quick. So, you said a DJ don't have to, you already said DJ don't have to necessarily scratch records to be a DJ, right? You still can respect them.
Yeah,
right.
I can still respect them.
Right. All right, next question. Do you think mixtapes that's hosted by DJs are better than artist albums? When you listen to music, would you rather have the DJ talking over the track or whatever, or would you rather listen to an album? Which one you think?
Oh, I would definitely rather have the DJs. Shout out to all the DJs, the whole Salute to DJs movement. You know what I'm saying? I'm completely hit to that. That's a side note. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Throwbacks, Crow's Nest. You know what I'm saying? K100, my homie Blizzum, but you know what I'm saying? I think it just adds quality to the record, you know what I'm saying? It's a different voice on it, you know what I'm saying? It gives the people, you know what I'm saying, something different other than you just going from track to track to track. I mean, not everyone, you know what I'm saying, gets the opportunity to work with a DJ to get a mixtape hosted, but I would recommend it. Like, that's on my bucket list for 2012. You know what I mean? It just adds the extra flair. They can transition from one track to the next better than you can. You know what I'm saying? It's just another, for me, it's like another set of ideas to make a whole, you know what I'm saying, body of work just sound more dope. You know what I mean?
Right. And like I said, me personally, I know that having a good DJ on your team, if you got a DJ that's really on your team, that's willing to go wherever with you, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I mean? That's real dope, and, you know, to have a DJ really, especially for your live performance. If you really got a DJ that's really down with you, you know what I'm saying, with your live performance, you feel me? Yo, you really winning at that point, because doing a live performance with a DJ back there, really blending your shit in live, not just off a show mix, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's absolutely, you know what I'm saying, what's popping. You feel me? Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, it does come in effect what you was talking about, because, like, you know what I'm saying? If anybody gets it in, like some of the artists that I affiliate with, you know what I'm saying? We mix it up, and we might do acapella in the beginning or the end, but it's nice to have a DJ that knows how to scratch whatever, no matter what he's using, you know what I'm saying? Scratch and mix it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know the terminology, but I mess with a couple DJs. They just throw in a couple cuts, drop a couple bombs and do it, you know what I'm saying? It just spices the whole live performance feel. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about that.
Absolutely. Next question. What's the worst thing a DJ can do to kill the party to you? What's the worst thing a DJ can do to kill the party?
The worst thing a DJ to me can do to kill a party is to purposely speed up a record, man. I hate when they do that. I hate when you know what I'm saying, the record was made one way and it's just all of a sudden just super fast. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they mess with the BPMs or what, but
exactly. I hate when they do that. I tell you, I hate when DJs do that. Yo, I hate when DJs do that, because what they do, one DJ told me, my homeboy DJ Blackie told me, at my album release, you know, when they started playing my shit, he sped my fucking song up. I was like, yo, I went to the group like, yo, nigga, don't ever do that. Don't ever, because you know me, I got a high-pitched voice already and shit. You feel what I'm saying? I sound like a fucking chipmunk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
yo.
Man, I'm up here in Jersey now. Shout out to South Jersey. And sometimes when they do that, you know what I'm saying, certain rappers that I like Lloyd Banks, he'll sound like he's saying. His voice would be super high.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And it's crazy, man. And they do that. He told me that it helps them, I guess, you know, transition from set to set. But I'm like, you got to, it's only certain songs that you can do that. And then certain shit, you know, you just got to just, you know, hell, you got to find another way to blend it. And they never really did that back in the day. That's these new producers who do that. You feel me? You know what I mean? For the turntables, you know, you can only speed it up in large increments. So then it would sound crazy as fuck. You couldn't do that. You had to play the record the way it was. But now that they got Serato, you can pitch this shit up a little bit to match that BPM. You feel me? And make it kind of still sound like the song. And so they be doing that shit, and they drive me fucking crazy.
Hey, but you know what I love, though? You told me, you asked me what I hate, but what I love is when they do actually have just the vocals, or they somehow chop it up and get the vocals and they throw it on another instrumental. That's dope to me.
That's
dope. You know what I'm saying?
And that's an art. But see, that those are sets that they had to practice. That's how you know when a DJ been practicing at home on his off time. He ain't just come in there and just start shit. That nigga had to actually go in there, mash that shit up, and listen to that shit and make sure it's right. You feel me?
You gotta make sure.
Yeah, you got to do that, because if you don't do that, this one sound, because you got to get the timing of it perfect. Sometimes they pre-record it, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times they do it live and it be dope, but you can tell a DJ who actually goes home and do it like Bishop and Juice, not Bishop and Juice, but Q and Juice, they really sit over there and really practice their mixes. You feel me?
Yeah.
And DJs don't do that. They just come in there and just play the songs, and that's pretty much it. So you can tell a DJ who really practices his mixes. That's a telltale sign right there. If a DJ actually goes home and practices his mixes right there. Because you can't do that without practice. No one's that good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Last question. Go DJ. That's your DJ. Who's your favorite DJ, local or famous? Who's your favorite DJ?
I got a lot of favorite DJs. I'm gonna just play the safe route, because, you know, as an artist, I don't want to offend nobody. But I rock pretty hard with the core DJs and the fleet DJs. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here in the tri-state area. I fuck with Funkmaster Flex. You know what I'm saying? I like a lot of DJs. You know what I'm saying? I recognize that good music needs good company. So really, I love all DJs. Like when a nigga like me goes to a club, I'm not really going for the hoes. I'm going to shake hands with the DJ. You know what I'm saying? Network. You know what I'm saying? Put a face to a name and do all that. But the core DJs, the fleet DJs. You know what I'm saying? Every DJ out there on their grind. You know what I'm saying? You get love from Dub from VA. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of them that, you know, I don't know, the coalitions, sometimes the coalitions, you know, they make it where, you kind of, sometimes they make some of the DJs inaccessible, because, like, the only way you can submit stuff is through their pool.
Uh-huh.
Some DJs take stuff straight up at the club. Some DJs don't. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? A lot of DJs. Now, I notice in the strip clubs in Atlanta, if your money right, you can get played in the strip club in Atlanta if your money right. You know what I'm saying? Like, run that. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, it is what it is on that. But some of the coalitions of DJs, you know, you can't really get them the music sometimes unless you kind of go through that pool that they're in or whatever. But, I mean, it's all it's like a – with that, I think that was more like a – DJs started making those, I think, because it was more like power and numbers. You feel what all I'm right. saying? That was the mentality of that. What about I mean, you can't tell me a favorite one, like a favorite mixtape DJ, like every time you hear this dude mixtape, it go hard, or, you know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I can't really do that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I love the DJ Dramas of the world, the Clues, you know what I mean? I got a favorite. I'm like a motherfucking music connoisseur, you know what I'm saying? So I like all types of DJs, you know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. Well, I feel you, man. Well, look. Yo, shout out to you for calling into the show and actually hitting the number one and talking. I really appreciate it, homie. You gonna be here for the Salute to DJs Awards joint?
Nah, but let me get a shout out before I go. You know what I'm saying? I'm well aware of the Salute to DJs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Over the Top Promo, Lady Shaq, my homie Blizzum, K100 Radio, everybody that's been fucking with me for a long time. My name is Dub from VA. That's Dub like a 20 from Virginia, like the state. They call me that because I'm all over the world, all over the coast. You know what I'm saying? But I show love to my area. My area is at DMV. And you can check me out on ReverbNation.com/Dub from VA. But everybody keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? I'm always saying good music needs good company. And I fuck with all the DJs.
Absolutely. You heard it here first. I understand by. Shouts out to everybody that's listening to the show. Man, yo, this cold, man. I'm battling this cold. Shouts out to everybody that's listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. And also remember that you can listen to the show also live from the parent site of the company, www.chainlessentertainment.com. You feel me? Just go there. And then it's self-explanatory. When you on the homepage, you'll see K100 Radio. Just click on that tab. You feel me? And then you can actually stream K100 Radio from our website. You don't have to go to Blog Talk Radio to listen to our show anymore. You don't have to, okay? Just go to www.chainlessentertainment.com, all right? And then click on the K100 tab. And when we're live, it'll be streaming live. And then even when it's not, it'll still be available on that website for you to listen to the replay. Or, if you can't listen to us live at Blog Talk Radio or at chainlessentertainment.com, you can always subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. On the iTunes store, you feel me? Just go to iTunes, launch the software, go to podcast up under the iTunes store. It's real self-explanatory. Go to podcast. If you don't know what podcast is, it's basically a replay of this, but you can download it also. So like, if you want to get K100 and put it on your iPod or your iPad, so you know, and then you don't have to have an internet connection. You download it, and it's a file. They're small files. They don't eat up a lot of your hard drive space, man. I think they're like 25 megabytes and shit, like, which is good. You know what I'm saying? For a 2-hour show, you know, they only, you know, so go to iTunes. You know, go up under the podcast section. Type in K100. When you see the middle finger, indeed, that's us. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. ChannelsEntertainment.com /K100Radio. Still the same thing. Or you can just go to the front page. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. At Blizzum. B-L-I-Z-M. B-L-I-Z-M. All right. Follow the show on Twitter at K100. The letter K, the number 100 underscore radio. Now, if you're an artist, and you know someone that's an artist and they want to get their music played on K100 Internet Radio, we've got two music segments, so I need for you to listen up and pay attention to this information right here. Alright? If you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, all you got to do is send your music in to k100radio@gmail.com. k100radio@gmail.com. Alright? That's one word, k100radio@gmail.com. Send us one MP3. One MP3. Alright? One MP3 of your song. Please don't send me like 3 or 4 and then be like, well, I wanted you to play the third one. Don't do that. Please. One MP3 at a time, folks. And then when I play that, if you want to submit another song, then send that one other song again in a separate email. Alright? One MP3. It doesn't have to be a clean version. This is internet radio, so I can say what the fuck I want to say, and so can you. Alright? Send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. We're going to do at least one Illa Kill and one Subway a week, hopefully. That's the plan. And so I've got a backlog right now. So if you send it to me right now, it'd probably be like 2 episodes before I get to it, because I already got a lot of songs, because I was on vacation for 2.5, almost 3 weeks for the holidays. And so I got a backlog of songs that I got to play for the next couple of Illa Kills. But you might as well send it to me now. Don't wait two or three Illa Kills, because by that time, then more people are going to send more stuff, especially because I'm going to be grinding at the Salute to DJs Awards. You feel me? Playing that, you know, all the music, all the people that I'm going to, all the artists that I'm going to meet on that week, or not that, those 2 days, because I know that's going to be like crazy, crazy, crazy packed. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be a major event. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, yo, if you ever know about the Salute to DJs Awards and you in Atlanta, if you not in Atlanta, and you're trying to get your music out there, you feel me? I highly suggest, you feel me, that you tune in to K1's Radio and get this information. And also, make that trip. If you're within driving range of Atlanta, January 17th, 18th, you feel me? You might want to go ahead and call in. I mean, come down to that show, you feel me, and check it out, because there's going to be a whole bunch of DJs, you feel me? You know, that's going to be in the area. DJs that's really not normally in this area. You feel what I'm saying? You know, they're going to be coming from all over. Probably like, I know I've seen some DJs that's on the roster that's nominated from Florida, Bama. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe, I think, well, I saw one Carolina DJ. So it's good. And then a lot of other DJs are going to just come because it's a day for DJs. So, duh, if you're trying to get your music and meet DJs personally, hello. Hello. Might want to try to come down January 17th, 18th, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, to Atlanta, Georgia. Shake some hands. Get your music in the right people's hands. You feel me? All right. Let me see. I think I'm gonna go. I said what I'm gonna start the what I'm gonna start to do. You feel me? Is going to some songs and stuff like that right there. We're waiting for Lady Shaq to get on the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines and you don't hit the number one, then I'm not coming to your phone lines. I'm just not doing it in 2012. Alright, I gotta make sure and know that you guys really wanna, you know, really wanna holler at me. You feel me? You know what I mean? So, look, if you wanna talk to me, just hit the number one on the keypad, you feel me? And I'll come to your phone. You know what I mean? Other than that, I'm just gonna run a couple of songs and we're gonna go to the phone lines. And, well, not a couple of songs, actually one song, because Lady Shaq is about to call in. And then we'll come right back to it. Real quick, this is the homie Slim Gutter with Trap House.
I was 14 and 448, nigga. They ain't gonna took the fuck off. I'm trapped out of my trap house. 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 I'm getting money. Plays on my prepaid, call it be my trap phone. I ain't bathed in about 3 days, I'm kinda stuck in my trap zone. My phone ringing, that money call, I'm trying to get it, I'm trapping hard. They got in town with a whole pound, I gotta sack it up for this trapping store. I'm a trap nigga with a trap swag, gotta go hard with this trapping there. Got a black strap on my black bag, cause these niggas out here jacking bad. I'm trapped out of my trap house, let me show you what my trap buy. I'm booming hard, I'm off the chain, I think I got my trap high. Gotta play it smart when you in the game. I got two different trap spots. We going hard in the paint, thugging with them straps out. From the front to the back, they swing my dough. I think I'm Gucci, man. Hit the club, walk through the door, pulling out them stupid bands. Gotta go hard in the motherfucking trizzle. Every nigga around me thugging with that trizzle. I'm trapped out of my trap house. 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 Trap going hard all my life, and I'm still in the trap going hard. hard with all my scratch. Ayy, I cut up when I show out. Fucking right, I ball all night. Popping beans, smoking perp, drinking alcohol all night. Okay, get them in, get them out. Keep the trap flowing steadily. 6 o'clock on a Friday, traffic coming in heavily. From a blunt to a zip, ain't what you want, I'm selling it. Know it that good, cause soon as you walk in the door, you smelling it. Damn, what a aroma. They wondering where I get it from. One scale, some plastic bags, I'm trying to sell the whole city song. That stupid cook, that loud pack, you really need to come get the song. I'm trapped out of my trap house, I can't wait till these bitches come. I'm a young nigga with a lot of swag, I fell in love with this trap shit. She hold my work, don't say a word, I think I love my trap shit. Jumped off the porch as a little nigga, shit, I been in the trap scene. Playing with me, I'll get you put to sleep, so miss me with that rap shit. I'm trapped out of my trap house, I'm trapped out of my trap house, I'm trapped out of my trap house, I'm trapped out of my trap house.
Slim Gutter with Trapped Out of My Trap House. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. We back in the building. Episode 242, you dig? Yeah. So salute to DJ's Award Edition of Let's Talk Music. We've been talking about DJs. Shouts out to everybody on the phone line. Shouts out to everybody listening to me in earshot at blogtalkradio.com. Shouts out to everybody who may be listening to this after the fact on the podcast. You feel me? Or the replay. You know what I'm saying? At chainlessentertainment.com or from iTunes. It don't matter. I really appreciate you. Really do. So, I was talking about DJs earlier, and I was like, I got a favorite DJ, you feel me, but that's I don't have a favorite club DJ, you feel me. All I want a club DJ to do is just keep the fucking shit crunk, you know what I'm saying. But I got my favorite, honestly though, I can't even lie, my favorite like mixtape DJ, it's got to be Drama. The Gangsta Grill series really is just hard to beat. He did so many of them, and it was so many good ones. Some of the Gangsta Grills was so much better than albums. It was just, you just gotta give that dude his props, man. You can't fuck with the Gangsta Grill series. That's the thing about it. It's a lot of DJs that probably blend better, but you just can't fuck with that series, and that series is predicated on him being a DJ. You feel what I'm saying? It's predicated on him being a DJ. So that you can say it's a lot of dudes that can scratch better. Even though I've heard Drama. I heard Drama at Opera one time, and he was murdering the ones and twos. Like, I was like, damn, I was just used to him on the track just hosting in a ways, you know, with the Gangsta Grills. But, yo, he sold me because I seen him at Opera one day down here in Atlanta, and he was out, yo, and he was really cutting, like, for real. So I was like, that's when I started, really was like, yo, he really is a DJ. Because before, I was like, oh, he's just kind of more like a host. But nah, Drama got skills. All right, but let me go ahead and get to my, that's my favorite DJ, per se, with the mixtape series type things. You feel me? I don't think nobody's beat Gangsta Grills yet. It's a lot of good ones, but, the Gangsta Grills, when they had that, and you know, before the feds started fucking with them. After then, they've been okay. But before the fans start fucking with him, he just had a nice run of just dope projects. All right, but let's go ahead and go to the phone. Well, shout out to everybody on the phone lines. But let me go ahead and get to mine. Now everybody want to hit the phone line at the same time. I hate when people do that. I hate when everybody call in at the same time. Everyone. Now y'all got to wait. Now you got to wait. And the only reason why you got to wait is because my homegirl Lady Shaq is on the phone. What's happening? Lady Shaq.
What's happening? You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's good?
Man, I stepped out of beating the
Say what?
I'm calling late. I'm actually in the meeting.
Okay. Were you ready now?
I gotta be ready.
All right, cause this is your show now. You gotta be ready. You ready? All right. So first, hello. You breaking up? Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you kind of going in and out now. You in the building or something?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I can hear you now. So first of all, go ahead and tell us what's really popping with the Saluted DJs Award. Tell everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody listening to this on the podcast and through the internet, what's up with the third annual Saluted DJs Award? What made you come up with that and do that?
Well, I came up with the award show because I'm very creative. I've always dealt with the DJs. I've rocked with the DJs. And I've always just been drawn to them because I had my own DJ crew. I worked hand in hand with a DJ. You know, so I understood what DJs went through. I understood. I've seen them broke. I've seen them messed up. I've seen them at the top of their game where they on the road, where they making money, they getting money, they break artists. Artists gone, they ain't got no money. I mean, I've seen it all when it comes down to dealing with DJs. So, one year I was dealing with this one DJ and he wanted to go to the BET Awards so bad and couldn't get a ticket. But this cat broke half these cats in Atlanta. And I said, you know what? The DJs need their own award show. You know what I'm saying? A DJ should never have to worry about stuff like that, especially if you're a DJ that break records. You having a ticket to an award show, knowing about a video shoot, any of that shit, it should never be a problem. So they got their own award show now, and it's the Salute the DJs award show. And every artist, every record label, every industry professional in the business need to be there, because at the end of the day, they need these DJs, period. They going to holler at them when they need their records played.
Right, exactly.
I ain't lying. So, let their records get played. There's going to be listening parties, dinners, all that. Just salute them all year round. Appreciate the DJs. Show them love and respect what they do.
So, how do you feel about the coalition of DJs? Do you like the coalitions, like, you know, whether it be core DJs or hitman DJ, whatever? Do you think that that's functioning better than the individual DJs? Should DJs, do you suggest the DJs get down with a coalition, or should they be independent?
I think this. And this is just this is business. This is theory in life. It's power in numbers. So if it's one person and they sitting out here and they DJing and they hot and they this and they that, like, how much you could be even more powerful with 15, 20 DJs that's in the same position that you in, but they may be in different clubs, a different audience, a different city, a different state. It gives you different avenues to come up with different kind of businesses and events and expand beyond just being a DJ. Now you can be a business owner. You can do all kind of different things. You can do your own events. You can be the promoter and the DJ. It's DJs out here that own clubs now. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe it's power in numbers when it comes down to these DJ crews. Shout out to Hitman DJ. They are the official DJ spot, DJ crew sponsoring the Salute the DJs award show. They brought us Monster Cables in. I got the new Monster Cables headphones for the DJs. They not even released yet. You can't even go to the store and buy these. They the waterproof. They the new Monster Cable waterproof headphones. But yeah, it's definitely power in numbers. The corporate people feel that way, so why we can't feel that way?
All right, next question. These are the questions that I've been asking, like, all the callers that's been on the line. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I've been asking, like, you know, just part of the show, but I kind of centered it around DJing and whatever. You feel me? At the same time, you know. So the questions, I'm gonna ask you the same questions that I asked all of them. Number one, do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch a 12-inch record in order to be called a DJ? If he can't scratch a 12-inch record, if he can't, you know, blend a 12-inch and scratch on a 12-inch, can you call him a DJ? Some people say that, no, they ain't a real DJ.
See, now you're going to go ask me this trick question. You're going to throw me right in the middle. I'm not really a DJ now. People might think that. I told Cass I'm going to be DJ Lady Shaq from now on, but I don't know nothing about that equipment. But I'm going to tell you like this, and that's such a controversial question, because I know the way DJs feel about DJing. They very serious about their craft. You should be able to spread.
Right.
You should be able to this. You should be able to that. But I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to give my opinion on this, and I know a lot of people not going to like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Every artist can't rap, you know what I'm saying? But they still getting deals and they still getting on. Every artist can't give you a high 16 with punchline after punchline after punchline like Pac and Biggie did. But they still getting in and they still winning. So my thing is that the DJ game is changing and it's evolving. People not... They not DJing on records no more. You got Serato. You know what I'm saying? You got Serato now. You got virtual DJ. You got this itch thing. So you can't define what is and what isn't a DJ. If they went in and they're good in what, you know, in their lane that they've created for themselves, let them be. Let them be and let them get their paper. I ain't tripping. I ain't going to never hate on the next man. It's enough money out here for everybody.
All right. Well, you know, K100 is indeed controversial.
I already know. But look, Blizzum, I want you to holler at one of the, I got one of the artists with me. We sitting up here at Frankie's eating on some shrimp, some pasta.
It's
doing that artist some calamari.
Whoa. I can't get no scrimp. I like scrimp, nigga. I like scrimp.
Well, if you was, I ain't know you wanted no shrimp. We ain't ready. I ain't know you wanted shrimp. I'm sitting here with my boy Maceo. Maceo is like one of the hottest artists in the street down here in Atlanta. A lot of people know him from his record, VIP. He's going to be performing at the Salute the DJs Awards show. He's going to holler at y'all for a second because, you know, we sitting here talking about the DJs. We were just having a meeting about the DJs and, you know, what we can do more for them and supporting and bringing them a part of his project, his new project that I'm going to be working on. Maceo, you want to holler at him?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, homie? Welcome to K100 Radio, man. Salute you. Thanks for calling into the show and being on the show. You did?
Oh, you already know. I'm just kicking it with Lady Shaq. I'm behind her. You know, it's all about the DJ right now. But if you ain't heard the mixtape, make sure you download it from livemixtape.com, Mexico City. And it's just Salute the DJs. I support her. I'm behind her and what she got going on. So, you know, that's what it is.
All right, so we've been asking people that's calling into the show questions about DJ. This whole show, we pretty much predicated it around a DJ so we can promote it for the Salute the DJs Award. And, you know, K100 is one of the sponsors. We're going to be in the building when we get there. You feel what I'm saying? So let me ask you this, Maceo. You got mixtapes out and everything like that right there. You feel me? I've seen your grind around here, around the Atlanta area. You feel me before? I've actually ran into you a couple of times, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I run into you. I make sure I introduce myself and let you know personally who I am. You feel me? I think I ran into you a couple times before I really started doing the show, but, you know, now we're back on deck. Hopefully we can get you on here and break some of your music on this show, too, because we do music over here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Right.
I got to get that to you.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. First of all, I know people don't want to answer this question when you in the game, but just you can. It is what it is. What's your favorite DJ out right now? Who you like? Every time you see, every time you hear this dude mix, blend, every time you hear a mixtape by this nigga, he just... You fuck with him the long way. Who to you is like the hot DJ right now?
Oh, no, man. It's just so many of them. I'm just a fan of the DJ, period. So I just really like all they flavor. You know what I mean? Anything that's different, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with it. You know, from the Drummers to the Empire to Greg to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know what I mean? I listen to some of everything. Ain't no one specific DJ I just rock to. You know, I rock with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What's one thing that DJ to you can do to kill a party in the club? And then what's one thing that you like to hear a DJ do that maybe all DJs can't do?
Oh, they got to mix it. They turn up their own solo mix and they get the club going. Now, that's just being a DJ. That's what a DJ know to do. But when you playing all kind of crazy stuff, that'll mess up the party. So I'm definitely not a fan of that messing up the party.
I said on the show earlier, I said sometimes DJs don't understand the audience they got. Like sometimes cats don't realize.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You
know, they got to connect with the audience, man.
Right. Some clubs want to hear trap shit all night and some clubs don't. You got to understand your audience or where you at. Some, you know what I'm saying? A club that might be down in Buckhead, they may want to hear some hip hop or some shit. You feel me? Then a club down there on the south side over in Zone 3, they may want to hear, they may want you to trap them to death down that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I think a lot of DJs don't understand that you got to get a pulse of the club and a feel of the club and the venue that you in. You feel me?
Yeah, you
got
to know how to adapt. That's part of being a DJ. You got to adapt.
Right. Absolutely, man. Well, shouts out to the homie Maceo. You did. You feel me? I'm going to see you at Salute DJs Award. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure we connect there so we can get you on here and get you an interview on K1's radio, get some of your new
okay.
music. Work on the show,
already.
Man.
Y'all make sure y'all come up there. Salute the DJ. That's where it's going down there.
Absolutely. Let me put up
January 18th at the atrium.
For sure. Put Lay put Lay Shack back on the phone, but I'm hot with her.
I got you. Hold on. Hold on one sec.
Lay Shack.
Hello.
You know I'm hot by my scrimp dinner. Can I get a scrimp
what?
Dinner?
What?
A script.
I know. I know. I have to get back in here to this. I'm being so rude. I got to get back in here to this meeting. And Blizzum, like, I so totally love you. We going to set this thing up to bring Macy on the show. We going to premiere his new music, new mixtape. We got a lot of things in store for him. Bigger Rankin will be down here. Well, Bigger Rankin is already here. DJ Smalls is on his way in town next week. Greg is going to be there. Trapaholic, DJ Holiday. Shoot, it's so many of them. Demp, DJ Demp, J Quick, Casper, EF Cutting out of New Orleans, DJ Papa's coming from New Orleans, DJ Sleep Easy from out of, I think, what is that, South Carolina. I got a whole DJ crew from Virginia coming. I got DJs from Alabama calling me right now, Get Crunk Squad DJs. Serious Sound DJs, Hitman DJs, Core DJs, Cool Runner DJs, X Squad DJs, all of them. I salute all the DJs. It's going down Monday. We got a little change of plan. I got to tell you what's going on for the week now. We added another party. I know, you know, it happens every year, but this one is going to be good. You know what I'm saying? So Monday, we're going to be doing a Coast to Coast mixtape. DJ Mixer with Bigger Rankin and Bigger Rankin at Harlem Nights, right? But that is early, so I figured, man, we gotta go do something else. Hershey told me it was his birthday Monday, DJ Hershey. So we're doing a party at the Blue Flame this Monday with DJ Hershey. It's his official birthday. He got Rocco, everybody from Atlanta gonna be at his party this Monday at the Blue Flame. Tuesday we're gonna be at Via Lounge for the gifting suite for the DJ. It's sponsored by Shaquille O'Neal's new eyewear line and Master Cables. And then, you know, of course, Wednesday is the big day. Salute the DJs Award Show. The conference starts at 4 o'clock. We got DJ Smalls, Bigger Rankin, Casper, Shantae from Mazay Entertainment, Ty One from V103. And I'm thinking about making Trapaholic come down there, too, because he hit me up last night, told me he bought his flight, and he going to be in the building, so I might make his ass work, too. Then we have the red carpet at 6. The actual show starts at 7. It's hosted by Lil Bankhead and Miss Shanika. We got Frankie, Keisha Coleman, we're going to be in the building. We got the Brat. I don't know. It's so many people coming. I can't tell you.
It's
going to
be big.
It's a long list.
It's
going to be big. I'm going to call for more security tomorrow.
Please have security on deck.
I am.
Please have security.
I am. I'm going to hire triple the amount of security I had last year. We will not have no fights, no more TMZ.
I will not
be on TMZ this year.
After that.
They got me last year, but they ain't going to get me this year. TMZ Media Takeout, watch this. I hope they hear your show and know that I said that. Tweet that.
All right, tell people how to get in contact with you, because just in case this is the first time, so you can tell them your Twitter and tell them your website and stuff in case they want to contact you real quick.
You can hit me up on Twitter. That's the best way to hit me. I'm going to stop giving people my phone number because I don't really answer my phone because I have a hard time keeping it charged up, and then I'm always in meetings. But even when I'm in meetings, I'll be on Twitter. So hit me up on Twitter at OVRDATOPPROMO. That's the best way to reach Lady Shack is on Twitter, Over the Top Promo. Let's go. Salute the DJs Award Show 2012 is in full effect. We about to party like it's Mardi Gras in Atlanta. You heard me?
Absolutely. Shouts out to Lady Shack. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Real quick, I'm going to run that commercial, and then we're going
to
go answer some of these
phone
lines.
You about to run the commercial? Hold on, I'm going to put on speaker phones. I can hear
you live. I'm going to run the commercial, and then we're going to go back and answer some of these phone lines. 404, you on deck. 786, you on deck. 850, you on deck. 269, you on deck. So we're going to run this commercial, and we'll come right back.
This was the most controversial event of 2011. It hit Media Takeout, World Star Hip Hop, even TMZ. Well, guess what, guys? We're back! It's the January 2012 Salute the DJs Award Show. It's going down January 17th and 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now. Nominations are being taken now. Log on to www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning.com right now to send in your nominations for your favorite DJs.
ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 280,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. That's 770-896-5685. Or visit TiaCulver.net. Get your business on the right track. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group.
Let's get ready to
run. Yeah. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, it's going down January 21st, the first annual celebrity shootout, laser tag competition.
Who you beefing with?
Jimmy's Mad Mad World.
Join us for a day of laser tag.
Worldly ball.
Games.
Performances.
And fun. Contact 404-946-8119 to register your seat. Major.
In the middle of the crossfire.
Get your sport up. Have a blast. Super bitches on deck.
See you there.
Party bus is available.
Yo, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Salute to the DJs. Thanks for calling in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Next up, 786-683. What's popping? You on the air with K100. Who's this?
How you doing, Blizzard? What's going on? It's DJ Starmatic.
Oh, DJ Starmatic, what's happening, baby?
What's going on? Calling in to the show. Finally got a chance to listen in. I'm liking what I hear so far. Just wanted to salute the DJs real quick.
Absolutely. Well, salute to you. Salute to all the female DJs, man.
That's what it is. Yeah, salute.
Shout out to all the female DJs. You know what I'm saying? 444-82, you on deck. Please don't go anywhere. Let me ask you something real quick. You know what I'm saying? Since you're on the line. Do you get any kind of like harassment, discrimination, you feel me, from being a female DJ? I know a lot of the female artists, you know what I'm saying, of course, you know, it can spit, it's all good or whatever, but at the end of the day, you know, they want them to be sexy or whatever. Do you have to go through that as a female DJ? Do they want you to kind of like be sexy with it too, or is it like whatever, you know what I'm saying, as long as you can blend and fix, you're good?
With me, I haven't really experienced it as far on that level, as far as my image. I'm pretty much, you know, let my music speak for itself. So they pretty much look past, you know, once I start playing what I'm playing and doing my mixes, they pretty much look past, you know, who's behind the tables as far as my look, my image. But I've definitely, you know, had some female DJs that I'm really, really, really close to that have experienced that because of the crowds that they're playing to and the demographics that they're gearing towards, you know, they get that harassment. But, I mean, I play music for everybody, so I think at the end of the day, it's really just how you come with your sets and how you, you know, get that party started. They don't care who's up there as long as you're making sure that the party's rocking.
And what is it that you do? How do you ensure that as a DJ? What's your sets? How do you break it down? How do you get the party crunk? How do you keep it crunk as a DJ?
For me, I pretty much go up, feed off my crowd. I want to make sure, you know, where I'm at. Make sure that the city or the town that I'm playing in, I try to make sure that the music that they're into, you know, I'm showing them that kind of love. Even me being from Jersey, being here in Atlanta, you know, I got to make sure that I'm on point with all my music down here. Like you was just mentioning before, you know, if you go to certain zones, people have people they want to listen to. I got to make sure that the crowd is loving it, that they're vibing. I can't just go in there and be selfish and play what I want, you know.
Right.
And then also, I got to put myself in their shoes when I go out clubbing, which I do just to, you know, see how crowds feed off of DJs. I critique that, you know. Hey, is this working? Is this not working? What can I do differently to make sure that it's crunk every time I play? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's very important to pay attention to your audience, and you cannot be selfish as a DJ. You got to make sure that you pay attention to your audience. Even if you're trying to release some new music, you got to make sure you don't kill that vibe when you do it.
Absolutely. Let me ask you the one controversial question, and I get to my next caller. Do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch in order to be called a DJ? Do you think some people say if a DJ can't scratch, if they don't know how to scratch records, then they ain't no real DJ. What do you feel about that?
I mean, my father used to DJ in the 80s. Once upon a time, I really feel like that was really relevant. It really separated you from somebody who was just playing records to, you know, being just a DJ in general, especially in hip-hop. I mean, you know, that's the hip-hop 101 right there with the DJ. I mean, you get in there and you start scratching and you're doing your mixes right. I mean, it just brings more to the table. But nowadays, everything is, things are digital now and things are a little bit different. I don't 100% think that it's important, but I do feel like, you know, if you are that DJ, that you got a little bit of that technique in you. It does help. It does help.
All right. I know. I just wanted to ask that. You feel me? Lady Shaq, she kind of... Lady Shaq pretty much, she didn't duck it. She actually answered the question because she kept it real, actually. But she didn't want to. And it's kind of like when you ask a MC, well, yo, can you freestyle? You feel
right.
me? Well, me being an MC, I'm like, yo, no, I don't necessarily, I can't freestyle, but it's not my best thing. But, you know,
right.
I murder anybody with a pen and 15 minutes in a pad.
Exactly.
You know, but I do freestyle, but I'm not as good as I am writing my bars. I can. If you just make me want to do it, I'll do it. But at the end of the day, you know, I can do it, but I don't have to do it, and I don't prefer to do it, especially, you know, when it comes to the people. I want the people to hear me at my best, which is when I write.
At your best, exactly. And that's pretty much with the DJ, too. I mean, if you can bring all those little things to the table, it does make you a better DJ, as far as I'm concerned. Like, if you can scratch, and you don't got to be, you know, turning around in circles and doing everything like that, but if you can definitely hold it down and just do a little bit of scratching here and there and mix it up, it does bring a lot more flavor and just bring a lot more ears to the table for you, you know, and get you out there. But, I mean, you know, start off basic if you're trying to do it, and don't make that, like, your only formula. You know, you got to make sure the music, at the end of the day, when you're in the club, who cares if you're scratching? They want to hear that. They want to hear that song drop. They want to hear that beat drop. They really not caring about how you bring it in as much as if you bring it in. You know, so
right.
You
exactly.
Gotta do it right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jay Star Matter, thanks for calling in to the show. All
right. Shout out to Blizzo.
You gonna be at a Salute to DJ's joint? Me gonna make it?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to make that. I'm gonna make that my priority. You know, I'm gonna make that my priority. Make sure I come out there and represent, and just go and try to mingle and check out and salute the DJs that's in the game right now doing it.
Absolutely. Well, I'll see you around. All right. Shout out to
all
you.
All right.
All okay. Right. Next up, 44482. What's popping? Who's this?
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Major Lyric, man, taking it one time, man, listening. Like what I hear, man, salute the DJ, what it is.
Absolutely. What's happening, homie?
Good, man. I'm like you, getting ready for the show. You know what it is, Lady Shaq?
Oh, she done went back and eating shrimp and shit. Me and her going to have a talk about her calling to my show. Calling to my show, talking about she eating shrimp dinners with niggas. I got you, Shawty. Wait till I see Lady Shaq, man. Me and her boy. She owed me a shrimp dinner. It's just that simple. And I'm not going to take no shots. I'm not taking no shots, Shaq. Anyway, what's up, homie? What's popping with you?
Nothing much, man. Just doing the usual, man. Just, you know what I mean? I here doing what I usually do. Mr. PLAY, your boy Major Lyric, man. Really just trying to get on, you know what I mean? Doing what I usually do. You feel me?
All right, so let me ask you something about DJs, because the whole show basically tonight is basically about DJs. I pretty much kept it themed about that for Lady Shaq, so you know what I'm saying, so we can, you know, use this as the official Salute to DJs, you know, radio show promo joint. So,
yeah.
To come to DJs, do you think a DJ has to be able to scratch in order to be called a DJ? What you think?
I mean, I'm going to say necessarily, you know what I mean, not really. To me, a DJ, as long as you're playing the right music and really can get the whole club vibing and jumping, and make the party come alive, and you a DJ.
That's it. You don't got necessarily. You just got to know how. You got to know what song to play. You ain't got to know how to scratch. You know, the basic blend, and you good then.
Yeah, I'm saying like if you know how to scratch, okay, that's a plus. You know what I'm saying? That's a plus. But all you gotta do is know how to make the party come alive, man. You gotta know the people. You gotta know the vibe, but the environment.
I understand. And the reason why I'm gonna tell you, because you probably I think maybe you kind of just got on the phone lines, and everybody else that's on the phone lines, everybody just listening, in case you, if you listen to the podcast and you heard me say this already, but if you're listening to me live right now, I'm gonna say this again because I said this way in the first hour of the show. I'm not a DJ, but I've been. People know I do music, and people know I got a large catalog of music. So just this past year, I quote unquote DJed two house parties. And I'm not a DJ. I never call myself DJ Blizzard, whatever. Because I don't even like to do that, because I feel like I'm disrespecting DJs who can scratch and blend and do all that shit. So, but I know music. I know what cats are listening to. I got a lot of collections on my iPods and CDs. I got a lot of mix CDs and shit like that. So I went and I quote unquote DJed some parties. And I'm not a DJ. I don't know how to mix whatever. But I played the shit, and at both parties, they had a good ass time, to the point where they was coming up to me at both of those parties. People came up to me asking me for a card. Do I do weddings? You know what I'm saying? Do I do this now? You know what I'm saying? Where I DJ at besides here? I'm like, I'm not really a DJ. I'm just kind of playing records. You know what I'm saying? And I felt kind of funny. You know, I felt kind of funny when I was doing it. So that's why I asked that particular question, because some people will be like, because even just during the whole night, people was like, yo, the DJ got it crooked. I'm like, I cringe a little bit because I'm not a DJ. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really a DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I felt some kind of way about them calling me a DJ when I know I'm not. I felt like I'm not trying to be fraud. I'm just doing a favor because I got some gear and equipment that I can, you know, I got the little turntable that, you know, play the two CDs and the iPod. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You know, you need in order if anybody who has a large collection of songs with that piece of gear could technically DJ a party. From what I can tell, because I did it, and I'm not a DJ. I have no idea how to scratch or use Serato. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man, you're right.
I mean, that's why I asked the question, but you know, I would never call myself a DJ. I would never disrespect people who really dead serious about the craft. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would never do that. So let me ask you another question. Who's your favorite DJ right now? Who's popping to you in the streets? You feel me? Who you like? Every time you hear them, they mixes or whatever, be on point. Everything is always gravy with them. Every time you hear them, they rocking that motherfucker.
I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. I can't really sit up here and pinpoint and actually name one certain DJ, because, like I said, I'm shouting out, saluting all DJs, because right now DJs everywhere, they doing their thing, man. You feel me? So I can't really tell you I have a personal or a favorite DJ, because really, I love all the DJs. I'm messing with all the DJs, because without them, really, wouldn't be no, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't be what it is today. No parties, no live atmosphere, no punk.
Name a couple of them, though. I mean, you're the third person tonight who shied away from that question, and I'm like, I'm not asking you to say that everybody else is not. I'm saying, who are the ones that you, every time you hear them, you like them? I mean, you can name a couple. You ain't got to name one. You can name a couple of them, like, you know, somebody that every time you hear them. Because some DJs, I'm pretty sure some DJs you don't hear. I can tell you right now, I know who's going to be at the Salute the DJs Award. And some of them cats, I've never heard their mixes or blends because I don't live in their locale or I don't go to the clubs that they DJ in. You feel me? So I can't say that whether they're good or not. I'm pretty sure if they're getting recognized on this platform, they are. But I know the ones that I've heard, and I can vouch for those guys. So give me a couple of people, something that people should be maybe checking for in case they hear the name again.
Okay, I'm going to say TJ Big J. I know you heard of him.
TJ
Big J.
Oh, DJ Big J. Yeah, he be down at the Connect. Yeah, Big J be going hard.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah, that thing down there, Crump movies in there, man.
You know, my favorite thing about Big J is I like being his Twitter friend, because DJ Big J be saying some real shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish his skill as a DJ at all, but I like being his Twitter nigga. Because on Twitter, he be saying some of the trillest shit sometimes. I don't know if he make it up himself or if he jacked. It'd be so real. He'd be like, did you make that up, nigga? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, nigga. Did you make it up or not? But I like it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I love Twitter friend, because he be saying some of the trillest shit. But yeah, shout out to DJ Big J. You feel me? He be down there. So you already know he's going to be at the Connect Lounge. And what is that, Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday is the... That's where he's going to be at. Connect on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be the DJ that's rocking that, because he's pretty much the one that's there every time I come. You feel me? So shouts out to him. You feel me? But, okay, one more question real quick, and I'm going to go to the next caller. One more question. What's the worst thing a DJ can do to you to kill the party? And what's the one thing a DJ can do for you to really make that bitch jump? All right,
the worst thing a DJ do to kill the party, man, is turn around play a crunk song, you know what I'm saying? First off, start with a crunk song, and turn around and come in one of them slow jams, you know what I mean? Just twist the vibe on you already when you crunk. You feel me? When you in your zone, you in your mood, he turn around and might drop some slow jams after some Waka Flocka or somebody. Like, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Just kill the vibe.
You're right. You're right. See, some DJs, that's what I'm saying. See, it's such a skill that people just be sleeping on, but it's... Of course, that's, you know, nowadays in the club, they don't even really play slow drag, like slow music no more, basically. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a time when you would hear, like, a slow R. Kelly song and you wanted to grind on some ass, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, end of the night, you trying to fuck something. You know. But now, you know what I'm saying? Now, they don't even do that now, that nigga. They leave your ass crunking that bitch. They leave you on and still killing it at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel you, though. I hate when they do that. I hate when somebody plays some shit that just don't go. Don't fit the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you got to know where you don't fit the crowd. I may even like that particular song, but it don't fit this crowd where you DJing at right now. That's my pet peeve. DJs who don't recognize the club and venue that they at and the people that's up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You need to adjust. And that's why you need to have a wide range of music that you like. You feel me? You can't be a DJ and don't listen to everything. That shit don't add up. I don't give a damn. That shit don't add up at all. All right. Well, look, Major Lyric Homie, thanks for calling into the show, man. Thanks for hollering at us here on K1's Internet Radio, man. Make sure you check in on us, you know what I'm saying, on some other shows, though, man. Don't make this be your last time you call the show, all right?
Won't, man. You know what I mean, man. Salute the DJ. Yeah.
Absolutely. Once again, man, shouts out to everybody that called into the show tonight. We only got a couple of more minutes left, about 15 minutes left in the show. If you're on the phone line and you were sitting at number one during the Lady Shaq interview, which you know that's my damn major interview of the night, and then you took your hand off and you tried to hit the damn talk button in the middle of my interview, and now you don't want to talk, hit the fucking number one again, I'll come to your line now. But you can't be trying to talk in the middle of my major interview. You knew that's who I was really doing. She was the main interview. Now you want to just keep flicking the number one like you want to herp and get me on. I'm not going to cut my interview short for your ass. Fuck is wrong with you, shawty? Now you can hit number one again, and I'm going to come to your phone ASAP. All right? Shout out to everybody that's called into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me personally at Blizm, BLIZM, and... follow K100 Radio at K100_radio. I know people hate underscores. They hate it because they're like, man, nigga, I got to goddamn go tap four motherfucking buttons to get to the motherfucking underscore, nigga. Fuck, you couldn't just do K100 Radio. Well, nigga, it was tough. That's why. Damn, y'all. Shit ain't rocket science. If I could have had it, I would have did it. It was taken. Simple ass, nigga. Nah, serious though. K100_radio. K100_radio. You feel me? Shout out, you know what I'm saying, everybody who called in tonight. You feel me? Shout out to all the DJs in the building. I only had two DJs call though. I'm upset about that. Here's my thing with it. I sent out a whole bunch of tweets to all the DJs. And I'm like, yo, hit the phone lines, call the show. I want you to represent where you're from so you can tell me about your new mixtape, where you're going to be DJing, blah, 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 blah. No one does it. As if no one don't listen to K100. But they do. They do. You might actually gain a new follower or a new something, or, you know, sell a mixtape or get somebody to come to your club. You might even get some pussy, nigga. Women love to fuck the DJ. It's a community service project. No? 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 All right, then. Hold on, let me see if anybody else wants to talk. Michigan girl, would you like to talk?
I guess. What's up?
I guess. You ain't got to be a DJ to talk tonight. Don't you like DJ? Don't you like music? Don't you like to dance in the club? Get your party on. Let me ask you this. What's the worst thing a DJ can do to fuck a party up for you then? Tell me. You a party girl. You know. Well, I mean, you a party girl. Not that kind of party girl.
Whatever.
Whatever. Girl. You don't go to the club. You like the club. Stop playing. You love the club. It's not right to say you love the club. You go to the club.
I don't
love
the club. I go to the club. I don't love the club.
Like the club.
It's all right. It has its moments.
So know, if you is at a club or a party or whatever, what's the one thing a DJ can do to fuck up the club for you or to move?
Really, I guess when they, you know, they just play some shit and you're like, what the fuck, why you play that? You're like, really, where'd that come from? They'll pick some stuff that's all out of left field, like they was in a zone and you was feeling what they was playing and then they come out of left field with something crazy and you're like, really? Where they do that at?
What kind of, what's your favorite set? Like, what kind of music when you in the club do you like the DJ to play? Do you ever request a song in the club, or do you just go with what they playing?
No, I don't go request songs in the club.
Okay.
I just go with what they playing, but I don't know. Lately, I've been. I like when they do their little old. I like when they do what they call their old school mix, because it's really not that old school, but if they call it an old school mix.
But you know what,
like,
it was. What was that? We got a mutual friend, Uncle Duke, and we went to his party at Lucky Lounge. What the fuck was that shit that motherfucker played that was like so old? You was like, okay, nigga, you took old school too far. What the fuck did that nigga play?
He played, I don't know. It was something like my parents probably used to listen to.
Yo, it was crazy. Yo, everybody on the floor stopped and was like, really? You know
really?
What I'm saying?
And everybody left the dance floor. It was like, that's when you know the DJ didn't kill the mood. When everybody was on the dance floor, party, having a good time, and then you put on some, everybody stopped dancing and just kind of gravitate off the floor. You know you didn't fuck up.
I'm all for breaking out the old school classic shit. I love when they do it just right on time. You feel me? You know?
Right.
And here in Atlanta, depending on where you at, like when you in Midtown, you're gonna hear some old school. People gonna throw it back. You're gonna hear some line dancing songs. You feel me? Like what is it, the cha cha? What's the other wobble? The songs
wobble,
where everybody dance.
Yeah.
Cha cha. Now you're gonna hear that. You're gonna hear those songs. And if there is a lot of, first of all, women pretty much dictate what gets played. When the women dance, the guys dance. You know, the guys can't go out there with their homeboys and hunch all on each other dancing and shit. That shit is not the business, niggas. You feel me? But women can go out there full deep, hunching all on each other, dancing and shit, partying each other, you know what I'm saying? Really get it crunk. So you, whatever DJs are playing, DJs really ain't stunting, niggas. Honestly. I mean, let me say that motherfucking shit again. DJs really ain't stunting niggas like that. This is what I noticed. I wish I had a DJ. If you're a DJ and you're on the phone line, shit the number one right now, just tell me if I'm motherfucking tripping. But just for me being in the club and being DJs really don't give a fuck what niggas want to hear. Too tough. They care what the women want to hear. Unless you in a super hood hole in the wall trap spot, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn whole room smelling like goddamn cushion, this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, it is what it is in that motherfucker. Sometimes they cater to the niggas in there. But these clubs like in Midtown Atlanta and places like that, motherfuckers don't give a fuck what niggas want to hear. They want to hear. They play what women want to hear because women are going to dance and then niggas are going to want to dance and then they're going to get sweaty and niggas are going to have to buy them a drink and then they got to spend more money and there goes the money for the bar. In that order, nigga. In that order. So, I think y'all in cahoots. I think they make y'all sweat just so we can have to buy more drinks for y'all ass. I think this is a conspiracy against the guys in the club. But anyway, I digress. The point is this.
Okay.
I think. Can you remember that song? What the fuck was it? Well, it was like some.
I'm trying to remember, but it was like, it was past old school. It was like a really, really old song, like something maybe our parents would have listened to or something, and everybody was just kind of like, that just killed the vibe.
No, it's some songs that our parents would have listened to that they can't play, like "Before I Let You Go."
I don't play,
you know, that joint right there. You know, they can play that like, and it doesn't matter. That's a song that my mama.
It wasn't that. It was something older than that. It was like something crazy.
I don't know. I'm not trying to remember what it was, but it was crazy. I don't even know who the DJ was that night, so it's not like I can call anybody out, but he just played something. As you can tell, he realized he fucked up. One thing I do with a DJ is I get him props when they realize, oops, I shouldn't have went there. They hurry up and cut that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And bring something else back, you know what I'm saying? But some of those motherfuckers be in there jamming, like Starmatic said, DJ Starmatic earlier, she was like, yo, it ain't what I want to hear, it's what, you know, the people want to hear. But some DJs, they be playing that shit, and it's like, nigga, you forgot, you ain't the only motherfucker here. I know that's your jam, nigga, but it's 400 motherfuckers in here that don't like that shit because everybody left the flow and the nigga in there just bopping like, nigga, matter of fact, remember when he was like, oh, y'all don't feel this on the mic? Remember when he said that? Y'all crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't doing this joint. You're like, nigga, this ain't your club. You know what I'm saying? This ain't your party. What the fuck?
Right.
Now, that's probably the worst thing a fucking DJ can do to me. That just drives me fucking bananas. But, you know, that is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I can't think of the fucking name of that shit. That's what
I can't
y'all.
Think of what song. I don't even know if I even knew the song. I just knew it was old, and it was like, really? Where did that come from?
I know what it is. I just don't. It was so to the left. Like, you know, you heard it before, but that now here right now, you just was like, okay, whatever to that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever to that. I don't know. You feel me? But what's your favorite DJ? What's your favorite DJ? You got a favorite DJ?
Actually, I don't have a favorite DJ.
Nope.
You know, I just listen to, you know, what if I'm in the club, I listen, you know, I rock with the DJ. Hopefully, he don't fuck up my vibe. But no, I don't have a favorite DJ.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for supporting the show. You feel me? You know what I mean? And calling in and hitting the phone lines, you feel me? And talking to the people, you know what I'm saying? It's hopefully when the DJs listen to this, you feel me, they understand, you know. Hey, the consumers be calling into the show too. Shouts out to the DJs, you know what I'm saying? Salute the DJs Awards coming up next week, January 17th and 18th at the Connect Lounge in the Atrium. And now the Blue Flame, which I won't make that one because I got tickets to a game. But, well, actually, I may make the Blue Flame because the game will be over at that point. So I may make it to the Flame. I don't know. I may make it to the Flame. We'll see about that. We'll figure it out. I don't know when we'll make that. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I got love for the DJs. You feel me? I really think that it's not a lost art. It's just an art that's evolving. It's an art that's evolving. It's not. It's just simply not the same as it was 10 years ago. Because 10 years ago, 12 years ago, at the turn of 2000, DJs really wasn't DJing the way they DJ now. With all the gear they got now, it's so much new. When I go to like music stores and stuff right now, I see a couple of new things to produce, but it is what it is with producing and, you know, stuff like that. They don't even make new stuff for rappers. They just like come out with it. It's like, we got these mics and these are the mics. We got Normans and AKGs and we got this. These are the mics. They don't come out with new mics every now and again because, you know, so as an MC, you got what you got. But DJ shit, every fucking time I go to Guitar Center, that motherfucker got some new DJ shit. Every time I open up a book, new DJ shit, new DJ software. It's like they keep up with recording and stuff, but this DJ shit, they come out with some new DJ shit every fucking month, it seems like. And so that craft, since they keep doing all that and making it easier and making you just giving DJs more of an ability to freak shit, you know, on the fly, live, you know what I'm saying? That's why you hearing some DJs come up with some dope mixes and you seeing these new digital DJs, and it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? But it doesn't make them any less of a DJ than the guys who can, you know, break out a 12-inch and cut. You feel what I'm saying? I think that they are really one and the same. It's just that, like with a producer, you got producers that use MPCs and Tritons, and now you got producers that use Reason and Fruity Loops. And both of them make great beats. Both of them sound good, but this is easier. You know what I'm saying? And now they don't have to carry around 20 crates of records. They can carry around a fucking iPod and a jump drive, you know, and a hard drive. You don't even need the CDs anymore, nigga. You don't need. They can scratch. Do you know DJs can scratch the waves, the MP3s on the jumps? They don't even need to load up the fucking MP3 inside the program and scratch the fucking MP3. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the digital DJs, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And shouts out to all the old school guys that still coming in and break out vinyl and get to it, you feel me? I salute and respect both of them. You feel what I'm saying? I got love for both of them. So, next week, Salute the DJs Awards, January 17th, 18th, Connect Lounge, Atrium. You guys check that out. We'll be back next, no, it's tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow for K100 also. You feel me? So check us out. You feel me? For episode 243 tomorrow. You know what I mean? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. ChainlessEntertainment.com. Shouts out to everybody that called into the show. Shouts out to all the DJs. Go cop my album, The Cinema of Me. Is available on iTunes. And go to iTunes and get subscribe to the podcast, K100 Internet Radio. All right, do that. Shout out to everybody that called in. Shout out to the supporters that listen to me live and listen to me on the podcast. I'll see you next episode for 243. Deuces.